Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? Now, I'm just going to wing this one, so there may be a lot of gobbledygook in it, and it may not go anywhere. But as I've been on this planet for over 150 years, there's just a few things I've noticed. And maybe you people out there have too. Let's assume a male and a femon have been together and married for maybe 10 to 15 years. But then they get a divorce, and the femon moves on almost immediately. But the man finds it a little bit difficult to adjust. The femon almost as if she's only gone with this guy for maybe 3 months. That's what it appears like. She have no real deep feelings for this person at all. But the man seems to have had deeper feelings. And yet the femons are the ones that are supposed to be the caring ones. And the ones with the deeper feelings. But you only have to take a look at femon's friends, generally speaking. Their friends from school are long gone. And the femons seem to go through a lot of friends that keep on coming and going, and then new ones appear. And men generally have their friends for life. So it kind of points to the fact that femons are shallow. So I don't understand why men tend to want to marry femons and have a life with them. Because it doesn't really mean anything to the femon at the end of the day. So they want to just get rid of marriage and have something else. Say a man wants to have a child, somebody to carry their name on. Then a contract should be made up between him and the femon. You know, a bit like your broadband contract, sort of locked in for 18 years. And of course, there's a lot of men staying in the marriage just specifically for that, until the child does reach a certain age. So to me, though, most femons seem to be cold, and absolutely, completely self-centered. Obviously, not all of them, but generally speaking, they are, to a point. Well, the true fact is, of course, that men have deeper feelings than femons do. I think the hardest thing for a male after a divorce is seeing his wife, or ex-wife, starting up a relationship with another man almost immediately. But of course, the truth is that he was one of her satellites long time ago. Because only then does he actually realize that everything that they went through together in all those years meant nothing to the femon. Now, I bet there's guys out there who still have friends from when they were very young. I know I have, at least the ones that are still alive. And we contact each other now and then. But you won't find many femons who have friends from way back. Because to a femon, things are just a stepping stone. And if they can't be used in a certain way to enhance the femon's world, they're a waste of time. So maybe you guys have noticed that sort of thing yourselves. Let me know. Of course, the good news is that more and more men are peeling away the fakeness of femons and realize that femons really can't be man's soulmate because femons generally don't have a soul. So watch your back, gentlemen, because femons have no morals either. Lies, deceit, chaos, drama. No man needs that. Walk away. Stay away. And you will find your true potential, staying free. Well, there it is. That's it. I have no idea if I said anything or not. It works a lot better with beer, of course. This is kind of sober. Well, I had a cup of coffees. You know, caffeine orientated. Wasn't as good. See you later.